Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila. As you know, Well with Anahila is from the Labour-based Member of Parliament based in Papakura and Tāmaki, Anahila Kanongataa Suisuiki, and we bring you stories from Papakura, Tāmaki or South Auckland about women, things to do with women and their well-being. This afternoon, we're really happy for you to have our guest today. Our guest today is Mina Narang. Now, Mina is the cervical screening coordinator in the Super Clinic in Manukau. Mina, welcome to Well with Anahila.
Kia ora, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, thank you, Mina. Now, part of the program is we get a little bit of an insight into who you are, and then we'll talk about what you do for the community. So could you share a little something about yourself, Mina?
Sure. I'm Mina Narang, and I've done my nursing training from Netherlands, Auckland, and I've finished my master's. And I've been working as a nurse in South Auckland for the last 11 years. And for the last 3-4 years, I've been working with Manukau Super Clinic, with County's Manukau District Health Board as a cervical smear coordinator. So I encourage women to do their regular smear test between age 20 years old to 69 years old women. We encourage these women to do regular smear tests. And also, 45 plus women to have their regular breast screening.
Regular breast screening, okay.
Yes.
So why do you think it's important to have a regular smear screening?
So women age, women 20 plus, who've ever been sexually active, needs to have regular smears because when a woman have sexual activity with her partner, could be a male or female partner, so when they have the sexual activities, HPV virus, that's the human papillomavirus, that spreads through sexual activity, and that can impact almost all the people who have ever been sexually active. And so a woman who has ever had sex or sexual activity is more prone to get the infection, HPV infection, through sexual activities. And some of these viruses, that's human papillomavirus, can cause cervical cancer.
And when you say regular, what does regular look like?
So a woman needs to have regular smear, that's every 3 years. A woman who's ever been sexually active needs to have regular 3-year smears. But some of the women might be asked by their GP or specialist to have more than yearly, so they could have 6 to 1 yearly smear test, but regular smears is every 3 years.
Every 3 years. And and women can ask to have this done by their general practitioner, can they?
Yes, a woman can go to her general practitioner, GP, they can go to their practice nurse, they can go to family planning, they can come to us at Manukau Super Clinic under support to screening, they can go to their Well Woman and Family Trust to have free cervical screening.
So in terms of cervical cancer, can you tell us some statistics about that, Mina?
Yes. So the HPV virus, 16, type 16 and 18, are the main viruses that causes cervical cancer. And women get this virus when through sexual activities. And women who have regular smears, we can reduce their chance of getting cervical cancer by 98.9%. 98.9%. So by having regular smears and encouraging our young population, age 9 to 26, having their HPV vaccination or Gardasil vaccination at the schools or at the GP can reduce the chances of cervical cancer. So women who have regular smears, so one out of the 90 women would develop cancer without the screening. One out of 570 will develop cervical cancer if they have regular smears. But if by regular smears and by having vaccination, we can reduce that chance to one out of 1,280 women.
Okay, so it's a huge reduction if we encourage women to take a regular smear screening.
Yes.
So what if What is your experience with women who's not had smear and they're not probably confident enough to go to see their GP?
Yes, there's a lot of women, they're shy to say to see their GP because they know them too well.
Mm.
Sometimes women are embarrassed.
Mm.
So, you know, what when I see a woman, I normally tell them, you know, 5 minutes of embarrassment can actually save your life.
Mm.
And it's not for yourself. Do it for your whānau. Do it for your kids. You want to be around for your woman, for your kids. You want to be around for your family. So I understand it's you know, embarrassing getting your knickers out in front of somebody. But it's really important. You don't have to see your male GP. You can see your female practice nurse. You can see your female doctor. And if you don't want to see your GP, your practice nurse, go to family planning. Go, come to Wellman Family Trust or come to us at Manaka Super Clinic. And over here, we're all female, so and we have got different nurses. So if you don't want to see a Pacific nurse or you want, don't want to see a Maori nurse or, you know, somebody from your own ethnicity, you can go for somebody who's not of your, out of your ethnicity as well, if you prefer.
That's interesting, Mina, because you said that some women don't really want to go to their GP because the GP knows them.
Yes.
Oh, because usually people want to go to somebody that they know, but in this incident,
yes.
That women want to go to someone they don't know. So it's a good idea then to come to the clinic.
Yeah, definitely. So you can choose where you want to go, but it's really important for you to have a smear. So either you go to your GP, you go to your practice nurse, you can go to a different GP as well. You can go to somebody who's working in your practice but not your own GP. You can go to family planning, you can go to Well Woman and Family Trust, or you can come to us at Manaka Super Clinic to support the screening. And we at Manaka Super Clinic have lots of, we do clinics in different areas like Mangere, Otara, East Auckland, Papakura, Pukekohe, Clinton, Manurewa. So you can come to any of our clinics. So when you call us, we see where you are, and then we offer you different appointments, different clinics, different locations as well.
So what's the phone number for Manaka Super Clinic?
So for Manaka Super Clinic, call us on
0800-729-729
extension 3.
Extension 3. So that's 0800-729-729 extension 3.
Yes. And women living out of South Auckland can also call on 0800-729-729, and then this number will take them to the to cervical screening register, and they can tell where they are living, and the phone will be transferred in the area they're living in, and over there they can look for free cervical screening as well, or options in their area.
All right, so the numbers nationally, people can just ring in and follow the instructions and they'll take them closest to where they are.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So you also talked about vaccination from, is it 9 until the age of 26?
That's correct.
Yeah. So tell us about that, Mina.
Okay. So for last 12 years, New Zealand government is providing free vaccination for our 9-year-old girls to 20. But for last 3 years, from the beginning of 2016, 2017, we are vaccinating girls and boys aged 9 to 26 years old.
Oh, okay.
So under 15 years old get 2 vaccinations from a nurse who comes to their school at the age around when they are 13, 14 years old. And in some, if for example, you missed the vaccination because you were away or your parents didn't want you to have one, you and parents can change their mind afterwards. And if you missed that through your school, you can go to your doctor, your GP, and get that vaccination done from your GP as well.
Okay, so that now is for boys and girls from the age of 9 to 26 can be vaccinated against cervical HPV. Cancer.
Well, against this HPV virus.
HPV virus.
That's human papillomavirus. And human papillomavirus is a virus that causes cervical cancer.
Okay. Has there been a lot of people who's taken up the vaccination?
Yes, we've got, I'm talking about counties Manukau. We've got around 60 to 70% people have, both Māori and Pacific have taken the vaccination, but we want it to reach 100%.
So at the moment it's between 60 to 70%, but your aim is that it's 100%.
That's correct.
Okay, great.
And we have seen the girls who've had the vaccination, you know, when they were at school, now they are at cervical screening age. So we have seen the girls who've had the vaccination, their results are coming normal as compared to girls who haven't had the vaccination.
Oh, okay. So the girls who have had vaccination, they're had their smear screen, their smear, and it's coming back normal compared to the ones who haven't had the vaccination.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So this shows, this shows that the vaccination is actually working.
Yeah. So let's just say, Mina, you know, it's unfortunate a woman goes and has a smear and the results come back positive. What's the rate of, what's the survival rate?
Okay. So when a smear results come abnormal, that doesn't mean a woman has got cancer. Mm. That just means there's a presence of virus, and then the woman will be seen by a specialist.
Mm.
They will do a biopsy, and that procedure just takes 5 minutes. Mm. And then depending on the biopsy, they'll see what needs to be done. Mm. And the treatment is really simple. The abnormal cells can be removed from woman's body, and then woman is asked to come back for a repeat smear, and then depending on the results, most of the cases, by removing the abnormal cells, woman can feel better, and we can remove those bad cells that can cause cancer. I've been doing smears for last 11 to 12 years. In my 12 years of smears, I've done thousands of smears. I've only had 3 ladies who actually end up having cancer.
Okay.
Cervical cancer, yes. The others just have abnormal cells, and if they have regular smears, we can pick up those abnormal cells early, and then it can be treated.
And with those abnormal cells, can they, if they're not treated or not detected, might that end up in cancer?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So that's why it's important that women do do have regular smear tests. And when we're talking regular, it's once every 3 years, unless your GP or the specialist wants to have it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
And then if the results come abnormal, you please come back for your follow up, because if we pick up those cells early, we can stop it from developing into cancer.
Okay. What if, have you had occasions where women has abnormal cells and they're too scared to come back?
Yes, we do have lots of those kind of ladies as well. And we actually work with a specialist as well, and we get referrals from them where women have this smear, but they went to the GP or, you know, went to somebody for their smear and results came positive and they're scared to come back. So we get those names from the specialist, and then we kind of help the specialist to find that lady, bring her in back, and help them get the treatment. So for example, 2 weeks ago we had this specific lady, a woman from Pacific Islands. She had a smear through her GP, results came back positive, and she was advised that she would be called in by Manikasupa Clinic by a specialist. So she got scared. When she received a call from a specialist, she was scared and didn't come forward. So my team went to her place, called her in, explained her results, and after explaining, she came back for her specialist appointment, and it was just a simple abnormal cells. She received her treatment and she had a follow up smear. Results came normal, so she's now all good. She's back to her routine.
Okay. And is there, I'm just thinking about the woman that never comes back. Is there been occasions where nobody comes, where someone has actually just declined to come back?
Yes, there are some women who just, they're scared and they decline to come back. We try our best. We go to them, talk to them, and see if there's something we can help them with. Educate them that it's really important to come in for follow-up smears, because sometimes a positive result doesn't mean they've got cancer. It just means that there's some abnormal cells, and those abnormal cells can be treated very easily. But for that, you need to come back and have a follow-up smear or biopsy, whatever is recommended by your specialist.
Okay. Is there anything else about cervical cancer or prevention of, or that you would like to share with us, Mina?
Yes, I would really. I would like to reach out to all the parents who's listening to me to please encourage your 9 to 26 years old kids to come forward and have their vaccination. So, if your child is under 15, they need 2 vaccinations. If they are above 15, they need to have 3 vaccinations.
Okay.
And parents feel that my kids are not sexually active, so they don't need the vaccination. Actually, this vaccination works best if it's given before they get sexually active, even before kissing and all. Okay.
Okay.
It's really important that it's done when they are young.
Mm.
It works best if they are young.
Okay, so the younger they are, the better.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, thank you, Mina. Now, you also mentioned about 40 plus. You talked about
45 plus. Yes,
45 plus.
Yes, women who are 45 plus between 25 to 69, they have a free breast screening, and it can be done through Manaka Super Clinic, and we have a breast screening mobile van who does a clinic in community, like in Manurewa, Tapikura. I'm talking about South Auckland here only. Manurewa, South Otara, Tapachoi, Pukikoi, Tapikura, Port Wakato. So these women can call on 0800 270 200.
So that's for the mobile screening, for breast screening?
Yes, for age 45 to 69.
So 45 to 69, free mammogram.
That's correct.
Okay, and how successful has that program been, Mina?
This program is really working really good for Pacific women and Maori women. Actually, this program is working really good. As compared to cervical screening, women are more happy to come in for their breast screening.
Okay.
So, but we're still wanting more women to come in, especially our Pacific women to come forward and have their regular mammograms every 2 years.
Yeah, I just got my phone call last week to come in for my second breast screening. So mine's already booked till the first week of September. So I encourage everybody out there, if you get a call or think you haven't had one in a couple of years, the phone number to call is 0800 270 200. So, Mina, if a church, let's just say if a church or a community group would like the van, they can just call that number and ask for the van to visit their church or visit a group?
Yes, it's actually really hard to get the van to the church because it's really big van. It needs a lot of things that needs to be sorted out, like power and everything. But we can arrange a transportation for people to come. We can arrange a bus or a shuttle, so people can come to church, and we can actually provide free transportation from church or from their home to the mammogram, and then take them back.
Okay, so do we have a mobile van for cervical smear as well?
Yes, we do have a So we do have a mobile van for cervical screening, and we kind of have both breast and cervical together.
Okay.
So women can have both at same time.
Not
in all the areas, but we try to have them together.
Okay, yes. So you could have a bus or a shuttle take people from church to where the van is.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, anything else?
Yes, we do have after-hour clinics as well. So if you're working during daytime, not a problem. You ring us and we'll give you appointments on weekends or after 5 o'clock.
So you still do weekends?
Yes. We do have Saturday clinics. We do have Thursday evening clinics. We do have Friday evening clinics. So if you're working, you can't come in during work hours, that's not a problem. That's not an excuse. You can call us and we can give you an appointment that suits you after hours, after 5 p.m., on Saturdays.
I think a lot of women don't know that, Mina.
Yes.
That they can actually have it after hours. And that's... So we say that the mammogram is free. If they come there, would the smear be free as well?
Yes.
Okay.
So smear is done at support to screening at Super Clinic is free.
Mm-hmm.
And in any of our locations, it's free.
Okay, so if they haven't got enough, if they think they can't afford to go and see the doctor, they can actually just ring up the super clinic and attend one of the mobile clinics, and they can have both a cervical smear and a mammogram for free.
Yes, for cervical screening, call 0800-729-729 extension 3. Mm-hmm. That's for cervical screening. For breast screening, 0800-270-200.
So that's cervical screening, 0800-729-729 extension 3. Yes. And for breast screening is 0800-270-200.
That's correct.
Okay, great. All right, Mina, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about screening?
I will just say life is precious, take care and have smear and mammograms.
Yes, yeah. So you talked a little bit about yourself earlier on, Mina. I'm not going to let you get away with it. You did say you've been practicing in South Auckland for 11 years. You finished your nursing and you finished your master's. How about anything else? What do you do for well-being, Mina? Do you... some people, we've had it on the program, they talk that they do, they walk, they listen to music, they sing. What do you do?
Yes, when I'm stressed, actually during my lunchtime around in Super Clinic, I go for a walk, for 20 minutes walk during my lunchtime.
Yeah.
And that just keeps me fresh. And I also listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes... when I'm concentrating on something, I just have my music on so I can concentrate on my work.
Mm,
mm. So I'm a churchgoer. I go to church every Sunday and Wednesday.
Yeah. Which part of Auckland are you from, Mina?
I am from East Auckland.
Uh-huh.
I've only lived in Auckland, especially in South Auckland, but for the last 4 years, I've been living in East Auckland.
Mina? All right, I think we've lost Mina, but at least we've got to know Mina just a little bit. So we've just been having a conversation with Mina Narang. She is the she works at the Manukau Super Clinic, and I'll just get her formal title. So Mina is the cervical screening coordinator at the Manukau Super Clinic. As you can hear from Mina in her spare time and lunchtime, she takes a walk for 20 minutes walk. She listens to music and spiritual guidance. She is a churchgoer. Lives in East Auckland. So that is from Mina. But let's just recap about the information that Mina has given us. So you could go to your general practitioner, your GP woman, and have asked to have your regular smear taken by the doctor or taken by the practice nurse. Or you could actually contact Manukau Super Clinic and book an appointment to have your smear or your breast screening done at the clinic. So the phone number for cervical smear screening is 0800-729-729 extension 3, and if you're wanting a mammogram, the phone number is 0800-270-2000. So what interesting that I've information I found for Mina is that they have provide opportunities for women at all hours of the week. So they have weekends, they have a Saturday clinic, they have a clinic Thursday late night clinic, the after 5 clinic, and also that they do have a mobile clinic that is all over South Auckland. So if you want your church group, women's group, if you're listening, be great if you want your church group to gather and have you taken to a portable mobile van to get your smear and your breast screening done, then that can actually be done by just calling the 0800 number. Unfortunately, with Mina has been cut off through the phone, but what we can do is have her back again. I think maybe we'll have her back once a month and she can talk about the progress of the cervical screening and the breast screening, how it's happening here in Auckland. More information, you can find that out on timetoscreen.newzealand.nz. The website is www.timetoscreen.nz. If you go in on in there, you'll get more information about cervical screening, breast screening and bowel screening. So we had opportunity to talk about two lots of screening. That's breast screening and cervical screening. We'll have Mina back next month, and she can maybe talk to us about the bowel screening and any information you'd like to hear about. Or any screening, let me know. On just send me an email, anahila@parliament.govt.nz. Or if you like the mobile clinic, know where, if you'd like to know where the mobile clinics are in Papakura and South Auckland, just give me a call on 0800 Anahila or email me at anahila@parliament.govt.nz. Well, that was Well with Anahila this afternoon. Hope you're keeping warm. And if you know a sister that needs to go and have a screening done, please take a sister along. Every opportunity is there for us to keep well. And that was Well with Anahila, the Labour listed member of parliament based in Papakura and Tamaki. Have a great day now. Ka kite anō.